Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. My name is Andy Herman. Thank you so much for joining us today. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11 right here on The Fan. They're going to be joined by Caleb Johnson of 92.9 The Fan in Atlanta to talk a little bit of Braves Brewers coming up today. You're not going to want to miss that. And of course, we'll have an entire 2 hours of epic sports talk radio coming up for you right after this. So do not go anywhere. We are going to be joined by Ty Dunn in just a moment. Before we get there, I do want to get to my Potawatomi Sportsbook final thought of the day. So, Tommy, hit it. Maybe. Possibly. Tommy's there.
You gotta do some smart thinking. There we go.
It's time for Andy Herman's final thought of the day.
What are you thinking?
Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
What the hell were you thinking?
You're listening to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan.
Changing up the format on you guys today. We've got the Potawatomi Sportsbook earlier. We've got our guests in segment three. You never know what's going to happen here on the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. No, I just want to kind of continue to talk about these contracts in Green Bay. And obviously, again, Jair Alexander released yesterday. Elgton Jenkins continuing to go through a contract negotiation as the Packers try to figure out what they can do to get Elgton back in good graces and making him so that he's available at center for hopefully training camp at least, because that communication between Jordan Love and Elgton Jenkins is just going to be a little bit different. Of course, getting Elgton back playing a position that he hasn't played primarily since college is going to be important. But what I really want to talk about here is just where the depth of this secondary is, and just kind of the angst and frustration that fans are feeling right now about the state of this defensive backfield. Yes, there's definitely going to be the potential for not having that high-end upside that maybe you had with Jair Alexander. I still wholeheartedly believe that this is not something that is going to make or break the team as we sit here on June 9th, as they released him yesterday, June 10th today, and make it so that this Packers team cannot compete at the highest levels. There are things that this team that needs to absolutely do better, specifically their pass rush up front, but I do not believe that what we've seen from Jair Alexander over the first 4 years, or the last 4 years, with all the injuries and just the stuff that he's gone through since the post-shoulder injury, is going to affect this team in the way that it looks like on paper. So I know there's some people frustrated with Brian Gutekunst, that they didn't get anything returned in a trade, that they were having to just release him outright. All I will say is there's a lot of time left. This team is still a very talented team. They have every right to be able to compete. And yes, losing Jair Alexander stings to some extent, but this is still a very talented defense, a very talented football team, and everything is still in front of them with or without Jair Alexander. So hit the pause button a little bit. Try not to panic too much. And just remember that this is still a team that competed in the playoffs this past year, even without Jair Alexander. And I think they can even be better with Nate Hobbs coming in, taking his place, as well as what I think was maybe one of the lower performing players on the team, and Eric Stokes, who played a ton of snaps a season ago. I still think the secondary has every right to actually be better this year than they were a season ago. All right, we are being joined now by Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com. You can find him on social media at Ty Dunn. Tyler, it is wonderful to be back chatting with you. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic, Andy. Man, always good to talk some Packers with you. And hey, sorry for the delay a little bit. I was chatting with Tiki Barber here on our podcast, but Tiki understands. It's time to talk Packers, baby. Let's go.
No, hey, listen, I understand. If you have the opportunity to talk to Tiki Barber, I get it. You go talk to Tiki Barber. That's a great situation to be in, and no worries whatsoever here on our end. We appreciate you taking some time, especially with how busy I know that you are. Of course, Ty, the big conversation in Green Bay right now is this entire Jaire Alexander situation. The Packers release him outright. No trade was able to get completed in large part due to the contract that he was on. It sounds like he already has interest from a variety of teams around the NFL. What is your take on this overall situation with Jaire Alexander and the Packers releasing him outright?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was inevitable, and maybe, you know, the offseason is so long, right? Like, you can kind of talk yourself into anything as it trudges along, but let's remember what Jaire Alexander looked like, even when he was on the field. And obviously the number one problem is he wasn't out there enough. He's had, what, you look at it, one full season since 2020. It's been kind of one thing after another, and a lot of beaten to his own drum, even when it comes to the coin toss. I think at the end of the day, when he was out there, there were key moments where he shied from contact. And I get it. Like, you're not necessarily paying Jaire Alexander all that money to stick his nose into the kneecaps of 248-pound running back. But there were moments, you look back, you know, I'll always remember Jaire Alexander, for better or worse, divisional playoff round, San Francisco 49ers, cold as hell. You need a stop on 3rd and 7, and Kyle Shanahan is just diabolical. He hands the ball to Deebo Samuel and goes right at Jaire Alexander as if he knows, okay, there's a cornerback with a bad shoulder who's probably not going to want to make this tackle. And what happened, Andy?
Yep.
Deebo Samuel gets the first down. San Francisco beats the number one seed of Green Bay Packers. There were those kind of moments too often with Alexander where I don't think it's that big of a loss. I really don't.
It's interesting that you say that. I brought this up yesterday as well. And I grade every player on every play. I've done this since 2017, I believe it was. And my grade on Jaire Alexander, and every play is anywhere between a +2 and a -2 on each individual play. It's usually much lower than that. But Jaire, pre-2021 shoulder injury, from 2018 to 2021, again, prior to the injury, a +32.45 grade during that time. Jaire, 2021 to current, post-shoulder injury, +0.5. Just a massive difference. And it's not this, again, it's not a bad grade. It's still a positive grade. He's still graded in the positive. He's still a good player. He still helps your team. But the difference in grade for me, both pre-shoulder injury and post-shoulder injury, was pretty massive. And I'm right there with you. I think the pure cover corner skills were absolutely still there. It was the rallying to the football, the aggressiveness, the tenacity. One of the plays that we talk about, of just an all-time great Jaire highlight, is that play where he goes crashing into the Minnesota Vikings wide receiver screen. I think it was Stephon Diggs, goes flying into the backfield, and they end up tackling him for like a 5-7 yard loss, whatever it was. And just that scrappiness and tenacity that we saw from Jaire, we didn't see that a ton in the last handful of years. Not rallying to the football, not being great in run defense. And that is a big thing, especially in Jeff Hafley's defense, where you're playing a lot of zone, you need to come up, rally and tackle. And that's not exactly Jaire Alexander's strength. And again, missing half the games over a 4-year period of time, that's a huge factor of this as well. So I'm in total agreement with you. I don't think that this affects the Packers in the way that it maybe would look like on paper.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not even going to like sit here and just trash Jaire Alexander.
Sure.
As, like, the person, the lead. Because I think there is a lot of good there. I'm thinking back to, you know, Sean Ryan. I hung out at his place there in Green Bay last season for a feature at Go Along, and he brought up Jaire Alexander out of nowhere. And as a leader, he pointed to that 24-14 loss to Detroit. Remember, it was in the rain. It was really ugly. It was like, okay, the Packers aren't quite ready to step into the ring with the heavyweights. And, you know, he was really ticked off, Sean Ryan, that is, in the sauna after the game. And so Jaire Alexander's sitting by him in the sauna, and he just kind of asked him, like, how do you kind of get past a bad game, a bad moment, and just not dwell on it? And I thought Jaire Alexander's quote was, like, so good for all of us in life. He told Sean Ryan, he said that if you think too far ahead, you'll get anxiety. If you think in the past, you'll get depression. And Ryan said, okay, is that why we live in the now? And he said, exactly. So there were like these moments behind the scenes. I think that Jaire Alexander really was a veteran, a leader this team needs. But at the end of the day, you're paying him so much money to produce on the field at a premium position. and he shied from contact. Those are the antics. You can't ignore those. And you won games without him. So you know you can. It was time to move on. You couldn't find a trade partner. You know, and weird, I am a little surprised. You know, the Bills, I think Jordan Schultz had the report that the Bills here in Western New York were interested in him at one point. They probably could have used another corner, but they drafted Maxwell Harrison, so then they didn't really need him. It'll be interesting to see where he goes and what he has left now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, if you still think the Bills might have some level of interest or now with Harrison being in that room, if they just have probably moved on and are going in a different direction at this point.
Yeah, I think that they'll probably go in a new direction. They really like Harrison. You know, he's not a big guy. He's not much of a tackler himself, but he's willing. Like, he'll throw his frame in there. And they did bring back Tre'Davious White. They like his leadership. They drafted a couple more DBs later in the draft, and obviously they're bringing back Christian Benford, who they paid a lot of money to this offseason. So I don't know. I mean, I think that they're probably set. Never say never. I mean, maybe something happens even in minicamp this week into training camp, but my guess would be that Jair Alexander goes somewhere else.
Talking to Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com. You can find him on social media at Ty Dunn. There's so much that I want to get to and ask you here. As far as this Packers defensive back room goes, with Jair Alexander gone, they bring in Nate Hobbs over from the Raiders. You still have Keyshawn Nixon left over, Carrington Valentine, Javon Bullard's going to play some in the slot. Then it gets a little bit more dicey after that with some players who haven't really played in the NFL yet. How do you feel about this Packers defensive back room? Obviously, from a safety standpoint with McKinney, Evan Williams, Bullard, etc., they look great. But from a corner room standpoint, it looks a little bit maybe not having the depth that you would necessarily desire at this point in time. Can Green Bay get by with this DB room, or do they maybe need to go out and add a player or two?
I think it's one of those situations where you go into the season with this crew, because I mean, you have seen Nixon battle, you have seen Valentine battle, you bring in Nate Hobbs. I mean, you got like the safety room and the nickel crew is solid, and you know, I love Evan Williams. I mean, for him to produce immediately like he did, I mean, talk about a willingness to be violent and to mix it up. I mean, he'll do that, and he's instinctive. I think he's going to be a star the more he gets experience. I think it'll be okay. I mean, it's going to be about those pass rushers. I mean, I'm sure you've talked about it so much, Andy. I mean, everything that they've invested in when it comes to just players at the edge, even D-tackle, linebackers who are disruptive, who can get to the quarterback, that's where they're going to have to win games. Like, it's always the chicken or the egg. Like, is it the pressure? Is it the coverage on the back end? Well, the coverage on the back end, you've got some young players. They're going to need some time. There's going to be some growing pains. Maybe you do have to make that move at the deadline or do something once you get into this season. But you know that you need guys like Rashawn Gary. You need guys like Lucas Van Ness, Kingsley Enagbare. I mean, go right down. Maybe Edgerrin Cooper takes a step as a disruptive force. You need those dudes that you've drafted in the first and second round to be stars. It just seems like defensively, they've got a lot of like B-minus to B-plus players. Out of that whole group, you need somebody to become an A-level player this season. And I'd love to hear from you. Like, who is that A-level talent in 2025 for Green Bay that they're going to need?
Yeah, I mean, I think the players that have the ability to be A-level talents are Edgerrin Cooper and Xavier McKinney. I mean, those have the ability to be, I think, the two players that maybe lead it. From a pass rush standpoint, I think that's where it gets a little bit more interesting. And to your point, they need an LVN or a Devontae Wyatt to take that step. They need Kenny Clark to not probably be prime Kenny Clark, but better than the Clark that we saw last year, although we found out there was a toe injury that really held him back a season ago. Rashawn Gary, again, the pre-ACL Rashawn Gary was really starting to come into his own. If he can get back to playing at that level, that would unlock a lot of things. So again, I don't even know from the front four standpoint if they need a guy to be that big, you know, A-plus pass rusher or whatever. But if Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, and Devontae Wyatt and LVN can just play up to their, you know, level that they are capable of playing at, their potential, why Green Bay spent first round picks on all those guys, just every one of those guys playing a little bit better would go a long way to making that pass rush a lot more successful. So to me, again, Cooper and McKinney are the two potential A-plus guys. But that front line is what's really going to have to be better collectively if they want to be a big-time defense this year.
I totally agree. It's just somebody that, if you're an offensive coordinator, this player is keeping you up at night. Like, you're trying to figure out a way to block this player, account for this player for 60, 70 snaps a game. And, I mean, there's been moments Gary can be that, you know, you drafted LVN to be that it's time. Like, if you want to tango with Philadelphia and Detroit, hell, Washington with Jane Daniels, I don't see them regressing anytime soon. It's, you've got to deal with some heavy hitters in the NFC who do a lot of different things. I mean, like, look at Washington's offense versus Detroit's offense. That quarterback in Daniels versus Goff. There's just so many different types of quarterbacks and different types of offenses. And I don't know, to get from point A to point B, to win these games, to win the big game. I know Matt LaFleur doesn't like hearing that. You just need violent, disruptive players up front. And I'm kind of with you. I think that, you know, Cooper, I get it. You're going to have a mistake here and there. But athletically, physically, man, he's got some rare traits. And however he's kind of deployed, I mean, I think he's got that ability to be a stud. And even, I can't wait to see Tyron Hopper. You know, we sat down for a story down in Florida where he was training this spring. And, you know what, he played like 11, 12 snaps on defense. Yep. Hardly played at all. But he was also dealing, you know, with an ankle injury all year. Wasn't really himself. But, you know, you look at those athletic, physical traits upside. He's got all of that. And, hey, take it right from DJ Smith, a former Packer linebacker. He coached him in college at Missouri. And he thinks that this is a future Pro Bowler, perennial Pro Bowler, that once things kind of click mentally and he knows where he's going and the coaches trust him, this is somebody that could also be an A-level talent defensively, which is crazy to think because he hardly played last year.
No, he's got everything that he needs to be successful. It's just, can he get it to click, and what can he bring hopefully this upcoming season, maybe getting on the field a little bit more. I think he'll compete with Isaiah McDuffie for that third linebacker spot. So that should be a fun competition coming up in camp. Ty, really quick before we get you out of here, there's a player that was with the Buffalo Bills last year. I know you obviously keep an eye closely on the Packers and Bills while covering all 32 teams that Packers fans are now interested in with the Jair situation coming to an end. That is Rasul Douglas. From my view, I went and watched some tape. It did not look like he had the greatest season in the world in Buffalo a year ago. Obviously, Buffalo decides to move on. What would you say to fans that maybe want Rasul Douglas to have a reunion in Green Bay?
Well, you know, selfishly, like in the media, I think you want him there. If you're covering the Packers, I mean, sure, Everybody remembers him. It was, after all of these Bills games, you know, being back at that building was awesome. I mean, this team, I mean, they had some thrilling finishes, some highs, some lows. I guess it ended how it kind of always does around here, but I mean, Rasul Douglas was the veteran who kind of chronicled the ups and the downs, who gave it to you in the real and the raw, never holds back. So from our vantage point, he's great. I think from a leadership standpoint, he's great. He helped a lot of these young players because, hell, he's seen it all. I mean, he goes back to 2017, the Philadelphia Eagles winning the Super Bowl, you know, his rookie year, to almost winning it with Green Bay, that 49er divisional playoff game. Come up a few times in our conversation. That still sticks with Rasul Douglas. So I think there'd be a sense of unfinished business for him in Green Bay. But then, you know, you turn on the film. Yeah, I'm thinking of that Rams game when they gave up all 40-plus points. The Detroit game, they gave up all sorts of yards. Teams did kind of go at him. Just, he's never been this lockdown, man-to-man, shadow you kind of corner. I think you've got to get a little creative with him, and he's what, 30 years old. So,
yep.
And he didn't have any, and he didn't create. He had a forced fumble, I suppose. He didn't have any interceptions, which, you know, I think he kind of put up with the risk taking and some of the deficiencies in coverage because he can take the ball away. But he just didn't really do that a lot last year. So, hey, you might be able to get him on the cheap, get him on your price, and I think you'd want him in your locker room versus not in your locker room.
No, I think that's a fair assessment. And again, just on the field, there's a little bit more, you know, maybe question marks there, but off the field certainly has a lot of qualities that you would love to add to, I think, any locker room in the NFL.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cannot thank you enough. I love your coverage over at Go Long TD. We are, of course, going to be all checking it out and, of course, following you at Ty Dunn. Anything you got coming up this week?
Hey, thanks so much, Andy, and appreciate you having me on. Yeah, absolutely. Right now, we're kind of working on our season preview features, which will be dropping, you know, mid-July. So I've been doing a lot of travel and a lot of sitting down with players for some lengthy stories. And actually, yeah, this week, I'll have a piece on Terry Fontenot, the Falcons GM,
nice.
Probably the most fearless GM in the NFL. He is unafraid to think outside of the box. So we actually sat down there in Flowery Branch, Georgia for a long, long time and kind of got inside of his world for a bit. So even if you're not a Falcons fan, I think it's fascinating just to kind of see and hear how a GM approaches this thing, because it is very, very different than anybody else.
The GM that made two of the most, I would say, aggressive moves over the last two drafts, taking Michael Penix last year and then this year moving up in the first round, using a future first rounder to go and get a second defensive end in the same draft. So should be a good one. We'll check it out over on Go Long TV. Ty, I cannot thank you enough. You have a great rest of your day, my friend.
You too, man. Thanks so much.
You bet. You bet. Again, follow him on social media at Ty Dunn. That is going to do it for us today on the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. A huge thank you to Tommy for producing all show long, all week long, all year long. He's the absolute best. Stay tuned for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis coming up next, 9 to 11, right here on The Fan. You can find the Pack-A-Day podcast 365 days a year, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow breaking down Packers minicamp with Marcus Eversole of The Fan in Green Bay. This has been the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Enjoy your Tuesday and go Pack Go.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.